coming up on Emulate This.
Coming up on episode 10 of season 3 of the Emulate This podcast. Since our last show, we've been off spending our days gunslinging in the Wild West. Well, three of us have anyway. We're going to talk a bit about Red Dead 2. No spoilers. Then we face off in a game of Who Am I? And later, we're going to talk about the Wild West shooting gallery game for the Super Nintendo, Wild Guns. All right, let's start the show.
Oh, nice shooting, Tex.
Season 3, episode 10. Guys, how you doing? Eric, what's up?
What's up, man? How we doing today?
All right. Rory.
It's a muggy November.
It is, man. Really humid.
Yes.
It's muggy in here. It's muggy outside. Yeah.
It's gross.
I'm not digging it.
It's like living down south.
It's nasty. Mike, what's up?
Yeah. It's probably what prison fucking feels like. You don't get a fan.
That's right.
Ryan won't let us have the fan on in here because it fucks with the sound.
Who the fuck turned the fan
off? Sweat our balls off.
Who the fuck turned that fan off?
We have a good show. We're going to be doing a little later in the show, Wild Guns for the Super Nintendo.
Yeehaw.
A shooting gallery type game.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
An interesting coincidence.
Yeah. We didn't plan it on purpose on account of Red Dead's release, but...
An interesting coincidence.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah. We're going to talk some Red Dead in the beginning of the show.
Sure.
And right towards the middle, we're going to be doing a game. This is Rory's choice. We're going to play a game called Who Am I?
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell the listeners what we're going to do?
So we've all written down the name of a retro video game character, and we're going to pass the card to the right. And each panel member here, we're going to ask the rest of the hosts 20 questions, yes or no questions, to see if we can guess who the person we don't know, if we're that person. We'll have a card like on the top of our head.
Right.
So it could be a disaster. It could be fun. We could tweak it at another episode if it's good or with something we don't like.
Yeah, we didn't do like a dry run. We have no idea how this is going to turn out.
I think
we don't prep.
We're going to do this game. We just came up with the rules.
We just made it up as
usually so we do the rules during the show, but we don't know what the fuck's going on.
It wouldn't be any fun if we knew what the fuck we were doing.
Well, typically what happens is that we have rough outlines of rules like 6 weeks in advance, and then Eric channels his inner Stalin and starts yelling at us all. He's like, no!
But it doesn't matter because Ryan never plays by the fucking rules anyway by the time the game starts.
Yeah, well, Ryan, yeah. Ryan is like Canadian football. It's football, but it's not.
I have a tendency to break the rules. They played this game, I think, in Inglourious Basterds. They did this.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that?
Yes.
When they were downstairs in the
bar. Drinking, yeah.
They did this.
I've never finished the movie.
Really?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't dislike it. I just, I there's always something that comes up in my life.
It's long, I think.
It's dinner or something, and like, I'll come back to it. I never come back to it.
I would like, if it was the first time, I would like starve until it was over. Yeah. Like, you weren't captivated enough where you were like, whatever it is can fucking wait. I mean, the baby can just cry. I mean, fuck it.
The baby could cry, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too hot on it. I didn't dislike it. Okay. I didn't think it was great. Mm. I didn't think it was bad.
You don't like that they killed Hitler?
I never got that.
That would make sense for you.
Is that in the film?
Correct.
Is it? I've never...
You never got that. Oh, I ruined it for you.
Well,
yeah, the Germans lost World War II.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
did I say that out loud?
Yeah, all right. Shit. I knew that part.
I spoiled it.
I knew that. I read ahead.
Okay.
I knew that part.
All right. First things first, though. Are we going to go right to Red Dead? What are we doing? The Odyssey first, then Red Dead? All right. We're going to go right to the Odyssey. The Odyssey is Red Dead.
Yeah. So, well, just so our audience knows, our show's going to be pretty fucked up for like the next
For the next 20
shows.
3 months at least.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
going to
be a lot of Red Dead.
A lot of Red Dead.
If you hate Red Dead,
you hate our show.
You might
want
to just skip to like the 30-minute mark.
Yeah, just
show,
skip the Odyssey altogether.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we're in the Odyssey, let's get to it. Who wants to go first? Rory?
Yeah, I'll be the odd duck.
Yeah.
All right.
So, everyone else is playing Red Dead 2. What am I playing? Not Red Dead 2. Not because I don't want to play it. I have to get that monkey off my back.
You have to do it.
Here we go.
I do love you and appreciate you for this. What is it?
I am playing Dark Souls 2.
Hey, finally.
The Scholar of the First Sin.
Mm.
which is like, I don't want to say it's a remaster, but it's like...
How do you feel about this, Ryan?
All I know is it was the one day I'm sitting there and I'm playing Red Dead.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I want to see who my friends are that are playing Red Dead.
Right.
Or explain it.
Of course.
Right. Alberto, our friend, our webmaster, the King of Ponce is playing it.
Right.
I'm playing it. Right. And then Rory, Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2.
It actually, I went like this. I'm like, what the fuck? What
of course.
And
of
I just got back on my horse. I'm like, fuck it.
Fuck it. I don't got time to message that bum. That fucking bum. I have to get it out of my system.
Yeah.
I have to play it.
How far along are we?
I am right now. I just started the Iron Keep. I just did the poison level, the Earthen Peak. So I'm now in Iron Keep.
Okay.
But I'm actually kind of sequence breaking. I'm trying to get stuff to level up.
You're farming.
Not only am I farming, I'm like skipping around levels to get, the same problem exists in one. There's not enough chunks in the game.
No, well, they don't come towards the end anyway.
Yeah,
the final levels.
I'm grabbing the shit I need, like.
Well, the shards, there's plenty of shards.
Tons of shards. You can buy them too. Like, yeah. There's, that's not an issue.
It's a waste of.
The problem is that there's not enough chunks, so it's difficult to get the +6 to +9.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding a lot of Titanite slabs. It's actually an interesting policy change in the game.
Right.
Titanite slabs were very rare. Like, I think you only got like 2 or 3. That's how you get the highest level equipment.
Right. They kind of dick tease you. It's like, here's the slab. It's like, I don't even have chunks. I
have 4 goddamn slabs. I'm like at the 40% mark. It's nuts. Like, yeah. And I got nothing to do with them. I will eventually. I am enjoying the hell out of the game.
Good.
I did not play enough of Dark Souls 2. Obviously, the Scholar of the First Sin is all the DLC, and then it's a higher frame rate, and I believe it's 1080, and it's in 60 frames a second instead of 30.
Right.
It looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The issue with Dark Souls 2 is that it definitely reeks of it was made by the B team. Like, it definitely seems like different people worked on this than Dark Souls 1.
Agree.
Because there's a lot of wonkiness in 2. I don't give a shit on it. I'm having a great time playing it.
Right.
I'm having a great time playing it.
Mm.
My problem is that there's a lot of wonky stuff, like the hitboxes are definitely fucked up. And things grab you that there's no way they got you.
Right.
And they got you. Or like, things will whiff, you swear. You're behind them, and things got you. Like, I was eaten by a mimic, and I was behind it.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
How the fuck did that? I was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Not in front of it, behind it. And he was still in the box form. He wasn't like walking around. By the way, mimics are the creepiest thing in the fucking
world.
They're
fucking awful.
They are hideous. They're like...
They're evil.
They're like creepy. They walk funny and like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing as
and
a wizard.
They're pretty much a one-hit kill. I mean, one or two and then you're dead.
They can grab you and kill you in one hit. Like the hippo ogres.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a wizard this time. Usually, every time that I've been playing them, I've always been like the knight warrior hybrid.
Right.
And I'm playing as a wizard class, which is how I used to play the games. I actually rage quit 1 and 2 when I originally played them on the PS3.
As a wizard.
As a wizard, because it's easier to cheat. I'm now much farther than I've ever been in 2. My problem with being the wizard is that it's in my blood to want to kick your ass and tank you.
Right,
like,
right. Just run up on
swords,
you.
Giant axes, hammers.
I don't have patience to stand back and throw fucking fireballs at anything. Not in those games.
Oh, I'm not a pyromancer, but yeah, like I get that. Like,
you know
I'm shooting.
I mean.
I'm shooting them with great heavy soul arrows. Like,
yeah,
I'm having a lot of fun, and it's interesting. But there's a lot of dedication to be a wizard, because like the good shit doesn't unlock. Isn't
that that's an interesting phrase.
You don't hear that enough.
No, you don't.
There's a lot of dedication. Because the good sorceries don't really show up, or the hexes, until like you have like the intelligence of 40.
Yeah.
And intelligence, like, it scales with your magic damage, but it really doesn't do that much. Like, the really good sorceries come at like intelligence 40, which if you don't have, nobody here.
It takes forever.
It takes forever to get an intelligence
ever.
Of 40.
Yeah, especially because you have to upgrade everything else too along the way.
40 points in something like strength or dexterity or strength and dexterity, you're a powerhouse. You're whipping people's asses with almost every weapon.
How's it go?
They have soft caps and hard caps where, like, you can keep putting points in them, but you don't really have any more benefits, per se, from them.
Right. It doesn't really help you. Eventually, your stats barely go up at all, whereas in the beginning, if you put...
They might go up by, like, 5 points, now they're only going up by a point at that point. Like, it's not... You're better off using it for something that's under-level, like resistances to poisons or agility or adaptability and stuff like that. I'm having a good time. I'm about 20 hours in, and I'm about 40% done, if you count the DLCs, which I haven't touched yet.
Did you play the Wharf level yet?
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, you tell me your story.
I was just going to say, it was like simultaneously my favorite level and least favorite level. It was beautiful. It was creepy and
the dark and the shading.
Yes.
And torches and the monsters that
the
run
fucking
from you.
Fireball arrows they're shooting at you while you're walking on that little fucking dock, and then the fucking spiders up on top.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god, the fucking spiders. They're not called spiders, but they look like fucking spiders, and they're the fucking evilest enemy in the whole fucking game, and there's like a whole fucking room full of them before you can get to the fucking merchant who's upstairs. Want a fucking, what?
Was that?
A Tektite.
A Tektite?
What's that?
Zelda.
They're
the spiders in Zelda.
Oh, that's right. That's good knowledge. Mike,
I have
thank you for that.
I have
anyway.
Good
tell me about it.
Thank you. Good night.
No Man's Wharf was the point in the game. It's about the third level in the game, depending on what path you go. Unlike one, where like that you can go to seven zones in the beginning, three, like you basically have three zones you can go to, and then after you clear them, you can go to another three. I mean, it was one of the moments doing the wharf. I remember playing it. I'm a wizard, so I'm not real strong.
We're aware.
I'm a wizard, okay? I'm only a junior wizard.
And it takes dedication.
I'm only a junior wizard.
Oh, shit. All right.
Okay. Dedication.
I don't have a lot of strength. I don't have a lot of dex. I have decent magic, but your magic runs out way too fast, especially in the beginning, because you don't have enough. You have to buy extra spells, and you can double up your shots.
Right.
So when you're a wizard, your only thing is to have infused weapons like the fire sword, because you need that extra damage, because you're not getting any scaling benefits, because my strength was only like a 10, which is very, very low. I'm in No Man's Wharf. I shoot all of my fucking magic, all of it.
Yep.
All use four attunement slots. Mm-hmm. I'm down to the sword. I use all three Estus, because they fuck you in the beginning with Estus in this one. And I still have half the level to go through. And it was one of those nail-biting moments of duels with the monsters and a torch and, like, the pirates and, like, backstabbing the pirates and, like, ducking and weaving. Because, I don't have the strength as a wizard to have 100% physical shield. So I have shit shields. Yeah. It's all about ducking and moving back and trying to get them to fall off, like, the other AI to crap out and fall off a bridge. And I cleared it. I did the whole level.
Really? Without dying?
Without dying. Well, I'm good now. Like this is the third one I've played now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's true. You back to
but
back.
But like
back.
I mean, it was an amazing moment. Like the nail biting, the tension.
Yeah.
Every time you go in the house and there's fucking monsters are there and they're, I have a torch in one hand and the fucking flame sword in the other. Smack them, duck, smack them again. Like, and I cleared the whole fucking wharf out. And then I fought the Flexiles. The shortcut saved, got all my magic back, and ran right to the Flexile Sentry and fought him and beat him the first time.
Mm.
So overall, I think it's an easier game than one. But my thing is, it's my understanding that the Scholar of the First Sin remix, they've added new enemies and placements of items. Yeah. I wouldn't know because after a certain point, I never played past that.
Well, they told him it was too hard. So he said, oh, really? I'll just make it harder. Here's Scholar of the First Sin, assholes. It's like, oh, it's too hard? Fuck you.
What they've done, this is how you know it's also a B-team thing, because they believe that more enemies are more difficult.
Mm.
Not like the levels aren't that much more. Aren't much cooler or more interesting. They just have more shit in them. And you level up constantly. Like, I have so much. I'm like, again, at the 40% mark, I'm a grade 110 with minimal grinding, maybe 2 hours of grinding total just to beef up my stats.
See, and when I played, it was the first Souls game I played.
Yeah.
So I had a real issue with the Ember thing where.
I don't like how you're penalized to die.
Correct. If you die. You're not embered anymore, which means that every time you die subsequently, you start again with less health.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It's the absolute opposite. They should give you more health if you died, not less.
Not in Dark Souls because it's evil.
That's the only one that does this. You're actually penalized when
you die. You're penalized when you die. Not just start over and you lost all your fucking souls and you got to go back and get them. Yeah. You now start with less health than you had before.
That's really shitty.
Oh, yeah. However, there is a way to re-ember with a certain item. Now, keep in mind, this was my first Dark Souls game, an effigy. Now, I ran out of those effigies fighting a boss. I had like seven of them and it killed me seven fucking times. So now I have no effigies. And now
you don't get them back either?
No, you use one.
They're one time use.
Yeah, they're one time use. So I had like seven of them and the boss, he kept fucking me up. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, this game is impossible. And it was my first Dark Souls game. I can't believe I didn't quit.
Yeah.
And I had so I had to beat the boss with half like a health bar. Yeah.
And you did it?
And I did it.
Look at you.
Eventually, but I had to do it a fucking, what's that?
What was the boss?
I forget. I can't remember. It was like a fire something or other. I can't remember.
Smell the demon.
Could you imagine if you're like playing Mega Man and you die on Heat Man, then you come back with half your life?
Yeah. Half your life.
in the level.
All right.
You know, like, yeah. fuck
The
that.
Beginning,
yeah.
all the way to the
That's
beginning.
What I'm saying. Like, you die on the boss.
Well,
you
not
die
the beginning.
On
the,
Ape Man.
The last fire, but yeah, bonfire.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So you go to the last checkpoint.
Right.
That's shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, yeah, that is
So then, but
shit.
Then, so what I went, you also, you know, I wound up getting enough souls back and then running to a bonfire and then going and buying some. And if I had run out of the ones you can only, and then there's a minimal amount you can buy.
Right.
So if I had run out of that.
They're not infinite.
Forget
you,
it.
You have to find new vendors that sell them, and they, even they have limited, like,
so what happens if you run out totally?
Well, you're fucked.
You find them in the world.
You gotta start over.
The game's not for you.
Oh, wow.
It's wait, just, you. Would you have to, like, load a previous save, or are you?
There's no
you,
saves.
No, there aren't any
saves. Auto saves all the time to fuck you.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Is it possible?
You are where you are.
Is it possible not to finish?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you lose?
Probably. Probably.
It's not a game, like, you have. You can't get a game over.
When the more no, you die, right. the harder the game gets.
This is the only one,
which
that
is
has
the
that
only
penalty.
One that's like that.
Mm.
It's a fucked up thing.
Like, yeah.
It, again, it reeks of like they didn't understand what they were doing. They took a surprise hit,
right.
and then they fucked with too much of it. I don't think they realized at that point.
So fortunately enough for you, you've gotten used to the mechanics and enemies enough in these games that you're not dying as much as I was dying having this be
now,
my
if
first
I had
game.
To estimate my total deaths, I would say it's less than 20.
That's pretty
and
good.
And I'm 40%. And my deaths were, a lot of them were stupid. Like, I walk into a room, didn't realize there was a hole right there, and I fell in and died. Like, I'm not...
The elevator. I've fallen down an elevator shaft so many times.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never heard cursing like that before.
So
you've never heard cursing.
I'm really
falling down an elevator shaft.
I'm really enjoying it. All of the quirks about the weird hitboxes and like enemies that are backstabbing me. That I don't know how they're getting me. Like, they're on the side of me, not behind me. I'm still having a good time.
All right, Mike, how about you?
All right, so I also have been playing Red Dead 2, but before we all get to that, I beat. I'm using the word beat.
Beat.
XCOM 2.
No. Yay!
The reason I'm using the word beat is because this is.
It was a struggle.
This was one of the most difficult games. It's funny because I don't know how it would compare to like Dark Souls or anything like that because I've never played that. I don't know what to expect. But for me, this was one of the most difficult experiences I've had in a game since I played Castlevania 3 last year.
Wow.
Now, I think Castlevania 3 was harder.
Right.
But fuck, man. So I actually want to throw this question out there.
Fuck, man. That's a great Mega Man.
Fuck, man.
My favorite
fuck
Mega Man. Yeah.
I want to throw this question out to the group. When you play a sequel, now we're going, again, we're talking about Red Dead 2 in a second. When you play a sequel, do you feel like, and you've played the previous installment, do you feel like that you should be better at that sequel than what you were in the first game? So, in other words, when I played,
the same mechanics.
Like when I played Bioshock 1 for the first time, wasn't that great at it, okay? Got through it, it was fine. It's not really that hard of a game. When I played Bioshock 2, flew through it. Piece of cake.
Right.
Okay. Rory, you've mentioned before, like, you had a difficult time with Dark Souls 3, but because of what you did in Dark Souls 3, Dark Souls 1 was easier.
I thought 1 was a breeze.
And since you've done 3 and 1, do you find 2 easier as well? Versus, like, just throwing it in there for the first time.
It usually feels
I still feel 3 is harder.
Are easier, usually.
If you got through the wharf without dying, then... It's definitely easier for you.
So
I'm telling you right now. I'm not summarizing. That was a moment where I was like, "Holy fucking shit! I cannot believe I survived this with a fire sword."
Insane.
Only a fire sword with no scaling as a wizard.
But, and that never would have happened for you if that was your first Souls game, like Mike's saying. So yeah,
no.
So
absolutely
it's gotten
not.
Easier for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This game, not so much.
No.
What I went through in the first XCOM and Enemy Unknown. Did not carry over to this one at all. You know how, so the fucking final battle in this game was punishing for me.
Yeah.
Punishing. Remember I was bitching about that Avatar thing?
Yeah.
You got to fight 3 of them.
Oh.
In a row.
Oh.
In a row.
Ugh.
You got to mimic. Rory's got the game. You're planning on playing this at some point.
Yeah.
Mimic Beacon. Mimic Beacon the shit out of all of your fucking soldiers. It's a great thing.
Oh.
But, yes, I finally fucking got through it.
Okay.
It was one of those games where while I was playing the final mission, I kept saying, this isn't fun. This is bullshit. This isn't fun. Meanwhile, while you're fighting those Avatar fucks, there's like these like platforms where enemies constantly respawn each, and not just one. No, we're talking like 4 mutons, fucking, then you get like berserkers popping in.
Wait, it doesn't stop?
It doesn't stop until you kill all 3 avatars. And the enemies just constantly come. And they're fucking hard. They're fucking hard. One of the most difficult games I've played in a really, really long time. And again, don't know if it was me.
Yeah.
Could have just been me. But fuck, man.
So the question is, was it worth the frustration in the end?
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
You gotta love it.
Yeah,
you're a gamer, Mike.
I started a new campaign on the commander difficulty. Well, I finished it like 4 or 5 days before Red Dead 2 came out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I didn't want to start something new. So I figured, I'll start another campaign.
Yeah.
I'll try it on a harder difficulty, see what happens. And then I'll just save it or not even finish it and then, you know, play Red Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, done with XCOM 2. Moving on.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I still got to play 1.
Yeah, I tried it. It is not for me. It's turn-based, but it's a whole different kind of turn-based.
It is a different, yeah,
it's not like Final Fantasy
turn-based.
It's not
turn-based,
like but it's similar. It's similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar enough where it turns me off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I need live action. I can do that.
It turns me off, baby. I need live action.
You know why I think Ryan probably won't like it, though? I would say give it a shot, but I don't think you would really like it because you don't like SimCity.
Yeah.
And it's got this, like, micro.
That's an interesting,
you're on the battlefield,
right?
And it's tactical there.
Yeah, but am I in menus trying to, like, sort stuff out?
No.
Yeah.
See, no, you're not. Yeah, you're not sorting stuff out.
It's more like chess.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more like,
and it's really hard
like
to.
Oh, it's
really
like hard. Chess, like when you see, yeah. No, it's like chess, except your move might not always work like it does in chess, which
all
is
right,
stupid.
What you have to remember, this is the big thing I think where everyone like kind of when they first play the game for the first time is when you see an enemy, your first instinct is to kind of go like, I got to get that. I have to fucking kill him.
Right.
Where sometimes you have to see where he is, and then if you don't have a move, you go backwards.
Okay.
You have to go backwards into full coverage, and you might have to. There's an option to hunker down, where you just gain a bunch of defense.
Right.
So when
you're
he
just
does
hiding,
shoot,
you're hiding.
Yeah. So
like,
not every move can be a shot.
Yeah.
You know. So and you have to utilize everything that's given to you as you move up the ranks. You know, because each time you become a sergeant or a corporal or whatever, you get some new perk.
Okay.
And it's helpful. They're all fucking helpful. So when you're going into a mission with, you know, 6 majors, you're pretty unstoppable. But what this game does is a lot of times you think you're good.
Right.
And then the fucking, like, the avatar shows up or something else shows up and you're like, oh, I'm not good. And then boom, boom, boom.
Are we all still in your game? Did we all complete
our
characters?
You guys all made it.
I didn't make it. Who was the MVP?
But Eric.
I died.
No, you didn't die.
I just wasn't helpful.
You weren't into it.
You weren't on the last mission.
Fuck you, Mike.
You got scratched.
You were a sergeant, Eric. I couldn't take a sergeant.
I'm intricate to the core.
He's on the sideline in street clothes.
By the way, you know what's great about
Eric's making sloppy joes in the bunker. He's like, they're going to be hungry.
You can save your character.
This coffee's going to be hot.
You can save your characters, which is great. So, like, if I start a new thing, everyone's there.
Oh, we're all back.
Yeah, but you're not the
You know what? Do me a favor
level
and leave me the fuck out of it next time.
Oh, well, now?
Leave me the fuck out of it.
No.
You're going to send me in there to get killed on purpose?
Oh, yeah, you're fucking bait. Yeah. Okay, I ain't giving you no mimic beacon.
Yeah, okay.
He wouldn't ember me. It's like effigy, fuck Rory.
All right, let's get on to the big title that's relevant right now. What's up?
What's your favorite part of Red Dead Redemption so far? Now, just so everyone knows, we're not going to do story spoilers.
Yeah, we're not going to do any of that
stuff.
We're
going to talk
about
gameplay
and
challenges and such, just so you know.
I do, before... Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Say something about the story, Mike.
I just want to say that usually with stories and video games... there's something about stories in video games where it always like drops the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like they're decent, but there's always something like in the first Red Dead, you know, when he goes to Mexico, there's all these loopholes where he's going back and forth with rebels and then the government, and it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear that like, whoa, he's like, you know, he's an independent guy. He has to go. No. No, because if he was with the rebels and then he went to the government people, government people would have shot him right there.
Right.
So it doesn't make any fucking sense. There's a lot of loopholes there. But you know what? It's fine for what it was. The best storyline game that I had played up until this point was like Alan Wake. I thought Alan Wake had a great story. Mm-hmm. It was really solid. This story, I won't get into it,
right.
But this story and the backstory that you're learning from is fucking excellent.
And also, since you played the first one.
Yes, I love.
You're making a lot of connections.
Normally, yes. Like in typical Rockstar games like GTA 5 or Red Dead, when you're traveling with somebody, they're having banter back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's usually, for the most part, fucking meaningless. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's just like, oh, well, I did this back in the day. And it's like, well, I have no fucking idea. In this case, everything means something.
Right.
They talk about characters that you've known before, and it's excellent.
And their personalities, they're all so different, and mm-hmm. it just, you can feel like the brotherhood between them, you know? And Dutch is not how I would picture him
be
at all after playing the second game, or the first game.
Neither is the hero of the last game.
Correct. Correct.
Big
exactly.
time.
I wasn't big time, yes.
so sure how I'd feel about living, you know, before I played the game, reading about it, that you were going to live with like your gang.
Right.
I wasn't sure how that was going to be, if it was going to seem like a lot of
you were worried if they were
filler.
You were worried if they were near water.
Yes.
If it was going to be all
thankfully, they are near water.
Yeah. They are near water.
But, ample water, adequate grass. Thank you.
I was worried that I wasn't going to like this Arthur Morgan's the character you play as.
Yeah, right.
I was worried when I went in, I'm like, how am I not going to play as John Marston? I want to be John Marston. I don't want to be this guy. But the more I play it, the more I like this guy.
You're starting to get more attached to him.
I'm more attached to him.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel like I actually like him more.
Do you already?
Than John Marston.
It's taken me a while to like him more than John Marston.
He's more like, I'm just going to say, like, he's more like himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, like, he's not trying to be something. He knows that he is what he is, and it comes across that way.
Yeah.
What does your character look like? Do you guys shave or anything, or you just keep growing the beard out?
No, I shave. Appropriately for climbing.
I have like the Old West, a Clint Eastwood kind of like 5 o'clock shadow. Like,
yeah.
I do the Clint Eastwood look.
I do put what's it called?
The pomade.
Yeah.
Pomade,
put that in the hair.
Yeah, I got the hair going back.
I lost my hat the other day. That was frustrating.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It sucks when you lose your hat. But you know they're on the horse.
Yeah.
I got
you store the hats on the horse. So you go into the items, and then you go down to where they're like, I don't want to tell you what items there if you don't have them yet. But anyway, there's a place where you store your hats and jackets and stuff like that on the horse.
You got
it automatically.
Automatically.
Here's what you got to do. When you buy a hat or you go to your wardrobe and you put a new hat on, you got to save the outfit. So if you save that
outfit,
it automatically goes right to the horse.
Gotcha.
I got a fucking shotgun coat, checkered shotgun coat. I'm dapper as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm so dapper.
Yeah.
I got a denim vest. I look like a perverted cowboy.
I didn't go with the denim. It doesn't, doesn't look right.
You're not a village
person.
You're
ready for a line dancing, you know?
You're not from the village people.
But the world's huge.
Looks like Cowboy Curtis. That's awesome.
The world's absolutely huge.
Oh, massive. It's massive, dude.
Massive.
I haven't even uncovered the first half of it yet.
Okay.
I've been playing.
How far are you?
Oh, I've been playing. Well, that's the thing is, I'm like savoring every minute of it. I've probably played it for 50 hours already.
Oh, wow.
And I think it said I'm like 28% through the story because I'm not pushing it, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything. There's so much to do.
There's tons.
It's incredible. And I like challenge. I'll never 100% complete the game because the Rockstar, like GTA 5, like the things you have to do to 100% complete are insane. I mean, there are dinosaur bones you have to find. There's fucking rock carving.
I don't even know where to look.
There's
so I'm like,
there and there's 50 of them. There's like 50 what do they call those Indian things? The dream catchers. I found one of them. I've been playing for 50 hours. I found one.
Who told you about them?
Nobody did. I just ran into one. I'm like, what the fuck's that thing hanging off of the tree? And I went over to it. It's like one out of 50 dream catchers. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
This game would take 3 years to 100 complete.
I will say this. Yeah. This game rewards you more for exploring than the last one.
And that's my favorite part.
Yeah, the last one you could walk into a room and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
But in this one you can walk into a room and it can be something really stupid like fucking canned apples or something like that. But generally there's something in every fucking room. You know, it's almost like Skyrim in that regard, you know?
There's a ton of collectibles.
I like how the story, like the missions and every time you meet somebody and it goes to like a cinematic type view, it's seamless.
Yes.
Like it doesn't go, you know, your mission completed,
your guy doesn't
go black
jump,
screen.
Doesn't jump like 10 feet and then start the conversation.
Right. It's just kind of like when the mission ends, it just ends.
It does.
It is kind of nice because you do get that cinematic view.
Right.
So you're like, all right, I can put my controller down and have a beer.
Yeah. You feel like it's still the same time of day. You know, nothing changed.
Right.
I mean, I think there's a few points later on where there are, not quick time, but you'll fast travel a little bit.
Yeah.
But it does it on its own. Mm-hmm. Like it, you know, only a few missions I've noticed so far. Where instead of ending a mission riding all the way back to the base.
Right.
It'll just kind of
Right, while you're having a conversation with whoever you're riding with.
Right, you've seen that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is nice. When that happens,
cool.
I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Thank God, I don't have to hold down the A button anymore.
I did think the beginning
was slow.
Had a little too many cutscenes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tutorial.
While setting it up.
The beginning's kind of like learning your weapons, learning your horse, and learning. Yeah. They force you to do things.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of better, like, disconnected
shit. I did like it better than how they had doing all that crap with Bonnie.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot better.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway, the gang, I wasn't sure how I'd feel about it. But it's actually, it works out really well. I mean, at camp, I guess, right? You have a guy that's your chef, this guy Pearson.
Right.
He cooks all your food. He can craft stuff, give you crafting options.
There's crafting in this too.
Yeah, which you have to do.
You have to do.
Because you have to make, it's how you get better ammunition. Like,
right.
You could go buy bullets. You could go buy like a shotgun, revolver. But if you want the better shit,
mm-hmm.
the split bullets, you know, almost like a hollow point, I guess.
Yeah,
kind
I think
of.
That's what it is.
And tonics, too.
You have to make your own.
I think you can craft tonics and shit.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think with the crafting.
And cooking.
It's only one at a time.
Yeah.
One bullet at a time, which kind of
it
sucks
annoying.
You can't craft,
like at least five
10,
at a time. Yeah,
you know,
right.
Or an entire load, like a magazine or a revolver, six.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do one bullet.
I do like how if you've completed a challenge, say like a hunting challenge or something like that, you're supposed to skin like, I don't know, three deer or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You earn something for that. It's not just like, hey, nice job, you're a master hunter.
Yeah.
No,
right.
You get like now like better things have now opened up for you.
Yeah.
It's just incentive. Everything you do has an incentive,
right?
Which is great. It's not just you're not just jerking off.
Right.
There's so many challenges.
Maybe
you got horse riding challenges, you got gunslinger challenges, gambling challenges. It's just fucking
I've
insane
done the gambling
how much
shit.
There is to do. Yeah, I did though I'm on the blackjack one where you have to double down and win five times.
See, that's amazing.
Okay,
that's
see,
my
done
favorite
that yet,
part
yeah.
about that was my favorite part about the old
poker.
Just like
sitting around.
Like the other day, I played dominoes for fucking 45 minutes.
Yes,
and it was like, oh, it's 11 o'clock. I haven't even played the fucking game. I guess I'll come back tomorrow. I might be playing this game for a year.
I'm telling. Oh yeah,
it took me 40 minutes heads up to beat Pearson and fucking Texas Hold'em.
Really,
dude? We went back and forth. It was frustrating as shit. I mean, it's not for a high dollar amount. I don't think my pot was like $6 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
In the old
but
one,
I was
I
not giving
playing,
up.
You,
I was like,
you would play
fuck
like
you.
A whole table, and every time I would play a table in the whole one, in the old one, I always felt like I have to clear this table.
Yeah.
got to clear this table.
I get everybody
and seriously,
out of here.
I would play poker in Red Dead, the first Red Dead, for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I have a feeling this might happen again.
Sure will.
Then the map is more wide open on this one to initially start. Like at first, you can't see everything on the map. They shade everything out.
Yeah.
Right.
But what I did was in the first chapter, I did a bunch of shit they wanted me to do that I felt like I had to do. And then I just spent a whole evening just exploring the map.
Yes.
Like I went around,
I gotta do that
went around
now.
The outside of the map, along the water, all the way around. Kind of opened things up so I could see stuff.
Okay.
You're just and walking. Then, not even
yeah,
like
I
anything.
Explored. I went around the whole border, around the water.
That's how you're supposed to play this
I
game.
I zigzag
like
all over
that.
The map.
I open up the area as slow as I possibly can.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because I just go to like where they tell me to go because I don't
I
want it to last
like
forever. I don't want to ruin it. Well, I mean,
I felt too boxed in at first. I was like,
it's so big that the areas they have you go to are big enough to explore on their own that, you know, I just want to take it all in real slow. I don't want to rush it.
That's what I started doing recently. When I first started, like the first couple days of playing it, maybe even the first, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours of playing it, I was just mission heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've only played the game for, at this point, 10 hours, and I'm 10% of the story.
Right.
So I've been doing a lot of the missions. So finally, the last couple times I've played this, I'm like, all right, no more missions. I'm doing hunting or fucking I'm finding herbs or I'll do like side quests or something like that. That's what I'm fucking doing. Or even just I'm in a town. I'm just going to walk. I'm just going to say hi to people.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Right. And it's like, get the fuck
out
of here.
Interact with
you. All right, then.
I found that the chapters aren't, you know, they're not all the same length. The first chapter's quick because it's like a tutorial. The second chapter is kind of, the third chapter is very long.
Okay.
I think that's a big chunk of
the
game. I don't know how four. I just started four, so I don't know.
How many chapters are there?
I think there's six.
Okay.
I think.
Wow, you're that far through?
But, yeah, but I'm not. But I'm not 50%.
Is it six chapters, like, is it like part one, 6 chapters, then part two, 12 chapters?
No, it's just like chapter one, chapter two, chapter three.
Yeah, but is there going to be like another part? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you in part one?
Of what?
Of the game, and there's 6 chapters in that part, and then does part two roll around?
No, I think there's 6 chapters.
Oh, okay.
So it's like one chapter one. That's basically your tutorial chapter.
Right, right,
right.
And then two, the story kind of gets rolling a little bit.
Yeah.
And then three, I think you're in the thick of it in 3 because it's pretty long.
I'm in 2, I think.
But you're not even halfway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not
you're
even
28%
halfway.
28% and you're still in 2?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is going to be forever.
Yeah, I heard it's like 80. Is it 80 hours?
65, I think.
All right. But so it's going to take you longer. That's just doing the story.
If you just did the main story nonstop.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not doing any strangers.
Nothing.
That's not wasting time fishing.
And it's not, I'll just like wander around and then find some maniac in the woods at once. And it's so hard to be good. I'm playing it kind of like Mass Effect.
No, but it's hard not to be
there's like a Paragon Renegade meter. It's hard to not be good.
Well, no, it's
well, you're
because a different
person
you want to be like the hero. No, you want to be the hero because what happens is it only causes more trouble.
That's true.
One chapter 2, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Before I know it, I had like all these bounties. And then as soon as I got money, I had to pay bounties everywhere because I can get hassled by police.
That's funny. I'm taking the same
it's not worth it.
I'm being a bad guy right now.
Yeah, because the bounties are going
to
cost you.
First one.
I'm trying to
They're
going to
cost you. It's costing too much money.
I come on this guy who's got a treasure map in his hand and he's yelling, this guy told me there was treasure. I can't find it, this and that. And then I get off my horse and go, hey, how's it going, pal? And he's like, oh, well, you know, just minding my own business. And he tries to leave. I'm like, I can't let him leave with that fucking treasure map. I fucking shoot him in the head, right? Take the treasure map off him. But now there's 3 guys riding on horses on the road that saw me do that.
Did you lasso him?
So it's like, oh, fuck, I got to chase and kill all these 3 assholes now. Mm-hmm. So now I get on my horse.
Just like in real life.
Just like in real life. This is typical Saturday night. Now I go off on my horse. I got to kill those 3 assholes. Yeah. Well, there's 2 assholes on top of the mountain that saw me kill those 3 assholes.
Oh, chain reaction.
So now they're off to tell the cops what I fucking did, and I just keep murdering everyone till I get to a town. It's like, this is more trouble than it's worth.
I dropped a pack of cigarettes the other day, and all of a sudden I was a wanted man.
Oh, yeah,
really?
I
was like, what the fuck just happened?
Was you litter?
No, maybe there are some bugs. Yeah, it was weird. Like, I walked out and I had like too much shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, well, I don't need fucking cigarettes. Yeah. So I dropped the cigarettes and always like, you're a wanted man, get the fuck out. Now I'm like running away. I was like, it was just cigarettes.
There was one where a witness saw me do something, mm-hmm. and it was something real minor. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So I chased him down, I lassoed him, put him on my horse, and I rode into the woods, and I hogtied him. I laid him down, and then I'm like, I gotta shoot this guy. But you almost feel bad, even though it's
you
a video game.
Do. It's so immersive.
I took out my gun and I'm like, I shot him right in the head.
Sorry, pal.
And he was like begging me not to, and I'm like, sorry.
There was
you can't take any chances.
There was a part, this isn't Red Dead, but there was a part in GTA 5 where, you know, when you change characters, like Trevor's somewhere else or something like that. There was a part where Trevor was like interrogating a guy that was tied to a pole or something like that.
Mm.
And really you were just supposed to walk the fuck away.
Yeah.
He's like, don't do anything. Don't do anything. So I planted a bunch of dynamite and I'm just like fucking around.
I found a glitch. I guess it was a glitch. I mean, I'm pretty sure it had to be right outside one of the towns. There was a path where it was like a fork in the road.
Right.
So I'm riding up and I see like a dead horse.
Mm.
And there's somebody walking up the path. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, the horse just died or whatever. So I rode past them. And then I was leaving the town. I had to go pay off a bounty. And I'm leaving the town. And there's another dead horse.
Mm.
There's a guy walking away. I'm like, what is happening here? So I ride past the dead horses. I'm like looking down at them. And all of a sudden, my horse starts screaming.
Oh, no
I'm like,
shit.
What the fuck? My horse caught on fire. And I'm like, what the fuck? I jumped off and I put a tonic into him and then he came back to life and I'm like,
what the
fuck is going on? So I stood there and all of a sudden this guy in a wagon, like he's got 2 horses with a wagon. He drove over the same spot. The wagon caught on fire. The wheels caught on fire.
Oh, that's crazy.
I have photos because you have a camera.
Yeah.
So I took photos of all this shit, and it was a glitch. For some reason, there was a spot on the in the path.
Really?
It was like a burnt. It looked burnt.
Uh-huh.
But anytime anything walked over it, it would catch on fire.
That's hilarious.
Mm,
yeah,
I see.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I haven't had too many glitches. The one I'm reminded now. I was like 30 feet from my horse,
mm-hmm.
and it says, and you get that gray screen where when you die, the gray and black screen.
Right.
And it says, you attacked your horse. Mission failed.
Yeah,
but you attacked your horse.
So, yeah, it's like you attacked your horse. Mission failed. I wasn't even in a mission. I'm at the base camp 30 feet from my horse. I'm like, what the fuck was
By
that?
By the way. About your horse.
Yeah.
I thought this was fucking weird. So you can name your horse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys decided to
mine's
name your
Mr. Farts.
Mine's Captain Asshammer.
All right. Well, wait a minute. So, like, for some reason, I don't know why,
yeah.
but, like, I went to name my horse Pippy Shit.
Oh, and it said no profanity.
Yeah, yes, did it really? Stops yes, you. It but says no profanity.
Let me put ass in there, Captain.
Well,
ass
I mean,
hammer.
I guess donkey's an ass. I don't know.
And Sergeant Slipfist is the other one. That was my second horse.
So I just changed it to fucking Pippi. So I'm riding a horse called Pippi.
Pippi. Yeah, I got attached to my first horse though. It was weird.
I did too.
I don't want to trade him in. This other horse's stats are hot as shit though. I gotta have this horse.
How many horses have you had?
Three.
All right. Did Hosea give you a black horse? A big fucking black
well,
horse.
Well, yeah, I still have that one. I bought the $130 horse.
I'm in chapter four, and I kept it because I kept being nice to it. Yeah. And now, you know, I trained him.
You get attached.
He's loyal to me.
Yeah.
He's not fast, right. But it's badass because he's
not
so fucking
scared
big.
Of anything either.
Yeah,
probably.
I just tower over everybody else.
The
yeah.
The horse yeah. mechanics in terms
oh
of controlling
God,
the horse
crazy.
Are is great.
And the look of it, like when you rear the horse or stop it and turn it, whatever that's fucking called.
No, it really is. What is that called? I forget.
I'm
not a cowboy, so
it just moves like
but,
real
I mean,
life.
Like,
are you going to get to
but
a point?
Just like in the first game, I had such a difficult time trying to like control the horse.
Right.
I just thought it was like
it would
really,
kind of get squirrely.
It was a really like loose control. Like you were all boom, all sorts of which ways. This one is so fucking easy. Like it's great. It's so easy to do.
Now you think there's going to be a point in the game where you're going to need. Like a thoroughbred or a Mustang racehorse.
Well, I would rather go
that
fast
I'm gonna fall
shit.
Short.
If I'm traveling from one place to the other and I'm not fast, just fast traveling is a whole nother story. I don't know if you learned how to do that, but that is a fucking
I just bought
mess.
A map. Well, I didn't buy the map. I supplied my camp.
Right, that's how you have to do it.
Yeah, I got the map at my camp.
But
it's
you can
in my,
only
it's in
travel
my
from the camp to a destination. You can't travel from the destination back to the camp unless you pay like for a. You can't get back to the camp.
What if you take a train? I never got on a train.
Well, you get to take a train, but you have to take a train to another city. You can't take a train back to the camp. It's
right,
just fucking
you don't
dumb.
Live near a city in the
but
camp.
But that makes sense. There's no
I guess
train station by the camp.
Okay, but it's annoying because after a while, sometimes you just want to fast travel to get to a mission.
But it's kind
of have to
like,
go to your
so,
fucking.
So they don't have stagecoaches?
They do. My point is. You can't fast travel for free.
Like
let's
just no
just
wagon
say,
wheel
to the base.
Okay,
you have to be at the base to
it's
fast
a convenience
travel.
That you don't have. Mm-hmm.
Right, it's convenience you don't have. So you have to if you want to fast travel anywhere, you got to ride back to the fucking base. It's just stupid. It doesn't make sense. Mm. And I know Rockstar says, "Well, it kills the immersion. You're supposed to run everywhere." Well, you know, after a while,
you do see a lot of shit. But
you know,
I won't. I'm not going to mind that so much if they don't. If they start doing what Skyrim does, where it makes you. Go from one mission all the way the fuck over to the other side of the map, then that's going to be obnoxious.
It happens in this. Yeah.
Yeah, but if they keep all of, like, if point A to point B is in the general vicinity, fine. I don't care. But if I have to go all the way over to the other side of the map and I can't really fast travel to that, or, like, at least fast travel to, like, a midway point, that's what I would do at Skyrim. I'd at least fast travel to a midway point and then walk there.
Yeah, this game kind of keeps you,
that'll
generally,
stop.
Your camp moves, and then it kind of keeps you in that area. Yeah. Like,
oh,
generally.
Your camp moves? All right, let's stop.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to say. Oh, I cannot wait until the Red Dead Redemption 1, that area opens up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably going
to
be towards the end of the game.
I think it only goes as far west as like the Great Plains.
It doesn't go down to, I don't think Mexico's in.
No,
it's
Mexico.
Not.
So it goes,
I think
it goes down to that river, doesn't it?
It goes down
it goes
Tumbleweed.
To like,
and,
Amarillo.
Amarillo. Yeah.
Oh, it does?
It goes down to there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the whole north part of the map from the first.
Without Mexico.
Okay. So it does go to like Hennigan-Stead and all that.
I think so.
I thought it stopped a block.
Which would be cool to see because they're all run down in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Right.
Yeah, they're not built up.
And then this one, they'll be an active place.
Yeah, and the awesome. Fort too. Fort Mercer awesome. Will probably be full of people.
Yeah, dude, I can't. Yeah, Fort Mercer.
Yeah,
that's right. That's kind of way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right outside of Armadillo.
I can't
about
wait.
It like it's like,
like
real
it's
thing.
A real place.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels
oh, Fort
like
Mercer. You go outside of Armadillo. You make a left. You're right there.
I can't wait. You know what I was looking up the other day. I was looking up like Wild West. You know, because it's so cool being back in that. You
it
know
is.
That atmosphere.
It is.
I mean. This game right now, you're not totally in a Wild West, right? You're not really, but
not
you
really.
Are.
It's mountainous.
There's some like a
not
swamp.
Really. It's like the Rocky.
Louisiana,
it's like they did
Florida,
everything.
Louisiana.
They crammed every like four different biomes into one map.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but I was looking up
there
something.
Is a swamp.
There's something interesting. It doesn't have anything to do with Red Dead, but it has something to do with like the Wild West. Did you guys know this? There was a point right in, I guess, 1800s, where they had the horses, right? When they were kind of all moving west. They were trying to figure things out in like Texas and like Arizona, kind of like the time before Red Dead, like right before Red Dead.
Right.
Well, the horses, they were all struggling, you know, because it was just like dry air. There's nothing to drink.
Right.
There's dust everywhere. So I think the army was like, well, you know, our horses are really struggling. We got to do something about this.
Yeah.
Turns out, luckily, there was camels living in Texas, like at the time.
Really?
Yeah. It was like 50 or 60 of them.
Huh.
Right. The military was like, well, we'll use the camels.
Okay.
Right? It's kind of odd that there was camels. There was like 50 or so. I don't even
know. Hold on. They were naturally in Tech?
I don't know.
They had to get there somehow.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, wait
a
minute.
Well, the camels, well, that's the thing. The camels, you know, they grouped up. There was like 40 or 50, and they formed the U.S. Camel Corps.
Huh.
Right?
How about that?
Joined the military. This is where, this is interesting, though.
The camels could talk.
Well, okay. No. It is interesting because when the Civil War started, right? The camels
generally was riding.
There was
camels.
Objections. Well, there was objections to the camels joining the fight, and then
there was objections.
There was. They were like, "Well, we don't want the camels." Some people were partial to horses, right? And then the East, and then they were like, "Well, we don't want the camels in here." So what happened was the camels escaped. I think like half of them went into the woods. And then the other half, I think they joined the circus. I'm not kidding. The other half joined the circus. It's true.
You never know what you're going to get on.
No, honestly, it's true.
Oh, my God. You have three different stories mixed up right now.
But it happened. It happened like
the beginning of Barnum and Bailey.
It happened at like the same time.
Originally it was named Camel and Bailey, and they changed it. Yeah.
No.
Can you see like a kid's book, Mike, that says like the pokey little camel or like this camel said no more?
No, it's true. Oh. Like they went off into the forest. Well, this is where it gets weird.
Oh, this is where it gets weird.
That if it was, well, I mean, if you really think about it, if it wasn't for the Civil War, right. I mean, horses would have lost out on a lot of shit. If it wasn't for the Civil War,
what does that even mean? That was their main form of transportation, man.
No, but not if the camels would have panned out. If the camels would have joined the war, it would have. They would have been popular then. Not horses.
I doubt it because they don't. They're not bred here. They might have been breeding, but they would have had to have bred them for, I don't know. I'm not a breeder. I don't know.
You're not? Really?
No, and also,
you can't argue with them because you don't know enough. It's like, I know it's true. It's like, I don't know enough about this to know if you're right. But for whatever reason, I don't believe you.
The thing is, I had you at there were camels in Texas and they were probably brought over for whatever reason.
Right.
Maybe they wanted to try
they out. They do well in the desert.
Right. Maybe they wanted to try
without
out camels
water.
Sure. So, I'm with you there.
Maybe it's from
and
milk.
then it goes on.
They joined the fucking circus.
They did. Yeah, some of them joined the circus
as if they had a choice
exactly.
in the matter.
They were most likely caught and then brought into the circus.
Yeah, but some
it's
of them
like
went
the
to
camel,
the woods.
It's not like the camel showed up and was like, "Hey, I'd like a job."
That's what it sounded like. Well, know what you meant.
The last camel seen alive, right, in Texas, was in 1940s. So there was some alive then.
Oh.
In Red Dead Redemption
like
days.
Like wild donkeys. They wild
right.
camels.
Wild camels.
So there was some alive then. And back then.
You're in flavor country now.
Back then, the people going west, they weren't used to camels, right?
So obviously.
They used to think they were like monsters and stuff like that.
Huh. Okay.
Because they saw them living in the woods. Not supposed to be in the woods in Texas.
Camels aren't supposed to be in the woods.
I mean, think about if it didn't pan out for horses in the Civil War. You know, there'd be no, like, Ford Mustang or anything.
Okay, let's...
And that's the story.
Okay.
If it weren't for my camel, I wouldn't spend that year.
That's true.
Yeah.
It would have changed everything.
I have breaking news.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that one's really... It's quiet.
Mm.
Well, we'll put it up in post.
Get it out.
2 weeks ago...
Uh-huh.
Co-host over here, Mr. Ryan.
Uh-huh.
He helped me gut a PS3.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we rebuilt. Yeah.
This is an interesting story. Ryan knows a little bit about PS3s on the inside.
Oh, how about it?
He's an electronics man.
He disassembled mine, and we changed the faulty Blu-ray drive.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The entire kit was about $50,
$48. Oh, that's not bad.
That's a good deal.
And then he put it back together. Total time was about an hour and a half.
It wasn't bad.
Wow. And he's a savant.
That includes like the 10 minutes going to Home Depot to get the T8 security bits that we didn't have.
Oh.
Yeah, because we needed it. It's the Torx bit with the hole in the center.
Yep.
Yeah.
How long has this been fucked up for?
It's never been working well. I would say maybe half of the time it would not read a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You have to fight with it.
This isn't the Roach PS3, is it?
No, mine had no bugs. Mine was... it was fine. I mean, I got a great deal on it from a kid in Doylestown. He didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
This was like 8 years ago. He was just like, it was on Craigslist. He was like $100, PS3, one controller, and The Sims 3. It was a weird game.
Yeah.
And The Sims 3.
Sims is a weird game. Weird. I can't play Sims.
That was the only game he had. Just this, I probably would have got rid of my PS3 too if that was the only game I had.
Yeah.
I immediately jailbroke that motherfucker. And, allegedly.
So it's been working okay?
It's working perfect.
Really?
Oh, that's cool. It hums like an angel.
Yeah, I guess if you're gonna do it, you need a Torx 8-bit security bit.
Correct.
To take the shell apart. And so if anyone out there rip it apart.
Not that bad. We found a lot of videos.
And you can get that at a Home Depot?
Yeah. You just go in. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's called a security.
Which is ironic because you can buy the fucking tool anywhere.
Anyone can buy them. Yeah.
Well, they have that, like, if you want to open up an NES cartridge, they're security bits.
Yeah.
But I think you have to order them. Mm-hmm. But they're super cheap. They're like $5.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was it. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, we could.
I want to give a shout out to Ryan, who
Good work, Ry.
To quote, I'm going to rip off Tim from the Podcast Brothers. Ryan is a necromancer. He has revived at PlayStation, the PlayStation 3.
Nice. Yeah, we could have done breaking news in the beginning. I guess we got the Odyssey in first. He's jumped all over it because I have breaking news.
Oh, do you hit it?
Goodness.
Still didn't turn it up. Still has not. I turned it up now.
I can't turn it up now. He's got to fix it in post.
Okay. All right.
Rx notes. Always, they always look old as shit. Like, I know he just wrote all. You have some notes.
They look
there.
Like they're on papyrus, don't they? Where do you get paper?
Like
that?
Paper.
Egypt. Duh.
Paper looks like it came from Red Dead.
Shut the fuck up. Mario
Yes.
Mario Seagal, whose namesake inspired Nintendo's mascot, has died at the age of 84. Mm. Seagal was Nintendo of America's landlord outside of Seattle when Donkey Kong was in development.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Bummer,
man. Mm-hmm. So his name was Jumpman, and then he came in all pissed off because they were behind on the rent, hooting and hollering. Right. Apparently, he was a short man who wore suspenders. So they're like, you know what?
I love him already.
Yeah, we're going to name him Mario instead of Jumpman. Instead of Jumpman. That was the guy, their landlord.
That's
so
interesting.
He dead.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, Miyamoto's landlord, correct?
Nintendo of America, so it was probably...
Yeah.
Not Miyamoto. He was in Japan, so it was probably... Mm. Because they're about to release in America the Donkey Kong.
Right.
Didn't he do arcades?
He didn't do Donkey Kong. He did, but he wasn't going to be in America. He was.
Gotcha.
You would have.
We don't have a soundbite for a send off. I feel like the original Mario's inspiration.
Should we play Taps? I don't know.
We don't have anything. Just play anything. Epic.
Not bad.
All right.
That's not bad.
Good choice, Mike.
I can actually see the cross in the background. Yeah, that's good.
Anyway. On to who am I, maybe?
Before we move on, do you guys want to air out the room for a second?
Yes, thank you so much for saying that.
Yes, I'm so glad, too. I'm trying to be professional.
Yeah.
Heebada habada hoobada.
All right, you guys ready to get into this game?
No.
Who am I?
Let's give it a shot.
All right, let's do this. Rory's game. Mike, hit the music. All right, it's time for Who Am I? This is Rory's pick, and the way we're going to do this is each one of us are going to put cards on our heads, just like they played in Inglourious Bastards, right, in the bar.
Right.
And we write a name down, we pass it one to the right, and the guy behind them, right, has to try to figure it out. I don't know what I'm talking about. Rory, you explain
it. It'll be to the group. It won't be for just one person.
Oh, it is for the group.
So, yeah, everyone but the person with the card on their head will know the answer because it'll be displayed in front of them. So I will ask the group.
Oh, okay.
And ask the yes or no questions, and I have a limit of 20 to guess what I'm at. I can obviously guess before 20.
Right.
It's not really who has the lowest number of questions to get it. It's more like, hey, let's see if we can do this.
And we don't know what the fuck's going to happen here.
It's not a competition. Yeah, it's more of a
collaboration.
It's like 20, reverse 20 questions.
Right.
Yes.
Cut that bitch off.
So why don't we all pass, make sure they're upside down.
All right, everybody pass. All right, here we go. I'm passing to Eric, by the way.
We're all passing.
You can read mine through the card.
Rory's passing his to me.
I'm not giving it to him yet.
Mike gave his
to
Rory.
Oh, wait till it's Mike's turn.
And then Mike gets Eric's.
I can just close my eyes and stick it on my head.
All right, so I can't look at this, right?
Do not look at it.
All right, tell me if it's upside down. I don't even know if
it is upside down. Rotate it once.
Right, Eric?
Perfect.
Everyone's seen it, so they know.
Yeah, so that's right.
All right, there we go. It's on my head.
All right, I don't see this. Is it upside down?
No, it's right.
Okay.
Am I good?
No, turn it sideways. There you go.
All right, there we go. All right, it looks good.
Okay, can everyone see Okay. It's awesome, by the way.
Wow. I can't see yours.
Oh, did I write? Did I write Eric's too small?
I got it.
Everybody see it?
Okay.
Oh, God. I don't like that look on your face, Mike. What the fuck is this?
What? Well, I wrote it a little small, bad. But no, you can see it. Well, you'll get it. Okay. You'll get it.
Yeah, all right.
I have faith in you.
By the way, this is great for a podcast.
First of all.
Yeah, no one can see these on our heads.
First of all. We're going one at a time. Why are we all have the? I have to hold this fucking card up on my head the whole time.
You can just lick it.
Okay.
I have a lot of headspace for this. It's good.
Put it under your hat.
There you go, Mike.
You just do this.
Okay. All right.
Who's going first?
Oh, yeah. Who wants to go first here?
It's my game. I'll go first. Okay. So, all right. Everyone can see it?
Yeah.
Well, Mike knows it. Okay. You guys
so who's asking
it.
You the questions, Rory?
I will ask them.
He asked the question.
I asked the question.
Who answers them? Mike or me?
Anyone can answer.
Okay.
Not obviously. I don't know. So. 20 questions. Let's try to keep a count here. So I'll have my hand out too.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Eric's taking notes.
No, I'm Googling something. Go ahead.
Wait, I have a problem here. Because Mike's, the one he gave you, I'm a little confused on the character. I might have to look this up.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, I don't know, man. No, but you know what? As soon as I see the character, I'll know.
All right, well, hopefully Mike knows, so it doesn't matter.
Mike, you asked.
You can have a consensus. So I'll start off. Ready?
Okay.
Is my character a man?
Yes.
Okay, so I know it's a man, so that's one question.
Oh, I know who it is. All right.
Question two. Is my character a human being based, a la like Nathan Drake?
No.
Okay, so it's, okay. Is my character, this is question three, is my character fictional?
Yes.
Okay. Four. Question four. Is my character short?
No.
Mm. Is my character an athlete?
No.
Mm. Does my character have a love interest in the game?
No.
Is one of the main colors on my character red?
No.
Ooh, fuck. All right, I'm totally lost now. All right, number eight. Is my character a robot?
No.
Is my character an android?
No. How many questions is this?
I'm on 9 now of 20.
Okay.
Is my character young?
No.
All right, that's 10. So I have 10 more. I have no idea who it is.
I know. This is hard.
This is hard.
Yours is hard.
Is my character from a fighting game?
No.
Fuck. Is my character... This is 11. No, this is 12. Excuse me. Is my character in a game that has sequels?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're getting there. It's a man. He's got sequels. Is my character a vampire hunter?
No.
Fuck you, Mike. Fuck you. Fuck you, Belmonts. Is my character threatened by vampire hunters?
No.
Okay. All right. That's the opposite.
You are so 15. You are so off track.
That's 14.
Man.
This will be 15 now.
Okay.
This is number 15. Fuck. Oh, I'm going through everything. What would Mike do? You son of a bitch.
I have an idea, by the way, to make this a little easier for the listeners. But I'll tell you when we're done.
You're going to cut some of the thinking out.
No, I won't. But
okay.
Go ahead.
This is 15. Is my character a mammal?
No.
Is my character a reptile?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, okay, guys, I want to answer.
It is.
Confirm.
It's a reptile. It's a reptile.
Right.
It's a reptile.
Mm. Is it?
Does he have a shell?
No. I'm going to say no.
No.
This is 20. Is my character Wart from Mario 2?
Holy fuck. Oh, wow. Wow.
I got it.
Yeah. No way.
By the way, you have to play the quest for Flurry 4 when you get a correct answer. I want that in the episode.
Wow.
I cannot believe it.
On the last one.
Wow.
I cannot believe it.
I can't either. You cheated.
You were so
far off. You were so far off.
I did not cheat.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Okay. Well, here's what it was. It was the male.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a robot. Mm-hmm. He was fictional.
Right.
Reptile. The reptile really helped. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, well, what does Mike know that I know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would Mike try to stick it to me?
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking, at first I thought it was Koopa. When I said Shell and he said no, I thought, okay, well, it's got to be Mario 2.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I figured.
That's some pretty good logic.
Okay. All right.
I'll go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Is my character a man?
Yes.
That's one.
Is my character exclusive to Nintendo?
I guess not.
Character exclusive to Sega?
No.
Is my character exclusive to Sony?
No.
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 Fuck me. Is it a human?
Yes.
Yes. That's question five. This is six.
Is it from a fighting game?
No. No.
Would be awesome, though.
Is the character in multiple games?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, All right. I can confirm that on the pie.
Okay.
Question eight.
Question eight. Is my character in a platforming game?
Yes.
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 Did I ask if it was a human? I asked that already, and that was a yes. Okay.
this is question nine.
Is my character a ninja?
No.
No. No. That's an awesome question.
Is my character a wizard?
No.
Okay. No.
Number 11, please.
Does my character wield a weapon?
Not really.
I don't believe so.
No?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Number 12.
Doesn't wield a weapon.
Is my character fully clothed?
Yes.
Yes.
Number 13.
I'm keeping track of her.
Is my character from a beat 'em up?
No.
No.
No, I used platformer. I already knew that. Does my character use magic?
I don't.
I'm gonna go. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to attack with something. Does my character have a love interest?
No.
No.
Does my character fight aliens?
No.
Oh, no.
God.
My character fight other humans?
Rory.
No. This is a really tough one.
Yeah, this is...
You're a fucking asshole, Ryan.
It's not that hard.
No, everyone else is easy. I'm looking
hard.
At it.
I mean, this is easily the hardest.
It's a dickish.
You're a fucking
It's not a
dick.
Dickish move.
Okay.
You're a dick.
This is 16.
Is my character a villain?
No. No.
No. No.
Hey, he might be. I don't know. We don't know.
No, he's not.
It's not.
Number 17.
Let's see.
It's a shame, too, because there's one question you could ask.
Mm-hmm. That would get me the answer. Yes. Is my character a merchant?
Kind of, but not in the games.
Yeah.
That's more than a yes or no.
He's right. I'm just going to say no.
I would say no.
He's not really a merchant.
They're not a merchant NPC. We'll give you that.
Okay. Because, yeah, now I got to think outside the box, because it's clearly... Is my character the main character in the game?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
18. This is 19 coming up.
Fuck. Is my character from the South?
No. This is 20. By the way, nobody say it. I want Eric to take the car off and get the reaction of Eric. All right. So get ready.
I'm going to be mad, aren't
You're
I?
You're going to be very angry.
You fucking asshole. I just want you to look at everyone else's card and know how easy they are.
Mike's?
Okay, so last question.
20, yes.
Does my character have upgradable equipment?
No.
No.
Fuck you, Ryan. Stop laughing. Okay, so is it RoboCop?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not RoboCop.
All right, here we go. Oh, I'm going to look at it. Ronald McDonald? You fucking son of a bitch. Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, he's in McKiss.
Yeah, I know he is.
He's in a couple games.
You're fucked. I'm never taking anything from you again. You fucking camels in the fucking Texas. I get camel in Texas guy's card. Why did I get stuck with camel in Texas guy's card?
Every time he asked a question, I thought to myself, I just went chicken nuggets.
What?
Well, I felt like the question Ronald I was thinking McDonald. Of was like, is he a clown?
Yeah. Oh, you well, know? Yeah. Well, who the fuck's going to ask
that?
I thought
you were going to say, is it from like a movie?
It's kind of obtuse because he's not really like, yeah, he's a video game character.
Right. Yeah, it's not exclusively really a video game character.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, Ryan.
No.
Thanks for that. Okay.
All right, let's turn the tables on Ryan.
Oh, man, I want to give Ryan. Can I give Ryan a card? That card's way too easy.
I don't think he'll get it.
Why, do you think he'll nail this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so easy compared to everyone else's card.
I don't think he'll get it. All right.
You should be shunned.
Shunned.
All right. Let's go, Ryan.
You want to do this one? Am I doing this one?
Go ahead.
You're going to go.
All right, is he a man?
Yes.
Of course.
A human?
No.
No.
Is he on NES?
No.
No. Question four.
You have a weapon?
He can, yes. Question five.
You say he's a man. He's not a human.
Mm-hmm.
Right. when I said a man,
Jesus,
like, is it like a?
It's implied that it's
but it's
a
not
man.
A human.
He's got a no. cock.
It could be like a deer.
It's a male.
Exactly. It's right. a
male.
Deer.
It's a male. It's a better. It's a better.
Is it Bambi?
Does he have like a house?
No. No.
No house.
Number seven.
Is he from a movie?
No.
No. No.
Be a great movie though.
It's from Wood.
A fighting game.
No. Question nine.
All right. A platformer.
No.
Yes. Tommy? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yes.
It is.
Platformer.
Oh, yes. All right. I guess so.
Wait. It's a man. It's a man. What question am I at right now?
This is 11 now.
I'm at already 11?
No, this is 10. I lied. This is 10. This is 10.
Does he play sport? No, that's not a question.
Does he play sport is a question.
But he didn't ask it. He redacted it. We didn't answer
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. We'll hold this 10.
Just drive a car. Or like a vehicle.
Yes.
Vehicle? It's no vehicles.
Well, it's implied that he drives a vehicle.
Okay, that's right. I agree with Eric. Yes.
Now, if I guess.
I redact my answer.
Let's say I guess. I get it wrong. Do I keep going?
We all get to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Get
no, you lose.
Oh, so
you
might I can't
as well,
guess?
You might as well go to 20 questions. Nobody right, can 10. Win.
All right.
There's no win. All right, 11.
It's either you get it or you don't.
He does have a vehicle. Right. I agree there.
Vehicle.
11.
You said it wasn't Nintendo.
Correct.
You said it was a platformer?
Yes.
Sure.
It's on Sega.
Yes.
Yes. It's question 12.
Is he blue?
No. Question 13.
Not blue. Do it, Roy. Is he a robot?
No.
No.
14.
Is he an animal?
No.
No. 15.
Wait, not a robot, not an animal. He's not a human, right?
No.
I already asked this. You asked. He's not a robot. He's not a human. He's not an animal. Oh.
Question 16 here, Ryan.
Is it a popular game? Mm-hmm. Top game?
I would say it's well known. Yes, 16.
Yeah, it's well known.
Very well known. 16. Question 17.
When I said Sega,
Jesus Christ.
No. When I said Sega, I meant Genesis. It's on Genesis.
Yes,
that's two questions, Ryan. That's
is,
18.
That is.
We say yes to Genesis. 18.
He's not an animal.
He's a man.
You have two questions left.
Wait, a man, a robot. He's not a robot. What did I say? He wasn't an animal. He's not a human. Robot, animal, alien.
Yes.
Yes.
Alien.
Yes. Question 20. This is it.
This is it.
This is it. This is for all the marbles, yo.
I think I know what it is.
Okay. I know what it is. I
have two characters.
I wrote it. Well, let's see.
And Rory gave this to me.
Uh-huh.
He gets one guess.
So I'm kind of thinking here. Earl.
He's
wow,
got it.
Motherfucker.
He got it.
Did I get it?
You got it. It's Earl.
Oh. How about that shit? Did I get that on 20?
It was 20, like Wart. It was a gun on 20.
Holy fuck.
Dun, 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 dun. When you knew the alien in Genesis, I figured, I mean, how many games would you know? We as a vehicle.
There's not many.
See, like.
But two, I covered robot, animal, yeah, human.
Two is a platformer, one is not a platformer, and three is the same as one.
Right. And then Rory gave it to me, and there we go.
Mm.
I kind of knew it was Toe Jam and Earl there.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive. All right,
Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
Shoot.
Is he, is it a male or female?
No, you it's yes or no questions.
Sorry. Is he a male?
Yes.
Question one. Question two. Okay.
Is he a human?
Yes.
Hmm.
Is he from Earth?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
He's a human. Where else would he be from?
Well, humans can live on Mars.
Oh, that's
games.
True. That's true.
Question four.
Okay. Does he carry a gun?
No.
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 Question five.
Is he from the NES?
No. Question six.
Oh, shit. Does he use magic?
Hmm. I would say so.
Yeah.
Is he a dedicated wizard?
He's not a dedicated wizard, no.
That doesn't count as a
no,
question.
No, 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 no. That's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that doesn't count. So he's on six.
I guess
this
so.
Is question seven.
All right, he's not a dedicated wizard. He does not use magic.
No, Rui says
I say he does use magic.
Oh, he does use magic.
I think magic is a good.
And he's not on the NES.
That's correct.
Does he, is he part of like a party?
No.
No.
He's thinking a different line. No. There's not a party system.
No party.
Okay.
Question eight.
Does he use a sword?
No.
No.
Question nine.
Is he fully clothed? That's a good one.
No.
Question 10.
He does not use a sword. He's not fully clothed. Does he wear a shirt?
No.
No.
Does he wear pants?
You could call them pants. He's covered on the bottom.
The short pants. 12.
Is he a boxer?
No.
No.
Fuck.
14. Question 14.
All right. Fuck, I don't know where to go with this. Is he fat?
No.
No. Question 15.
Holy fuck. Is he a Super Nintendo character?
He is.
He's on Super Nintendo.
He's on Super Nintendo.
Okay.
16.
Is he on several platforms?
Yes.
Yes. 17. Fuck.
Is he a boy?
Yes.
You asked that already. You asked if it was a male.
I know, but is
he not a boy? He's not a boy. He's not a child. No.
He's not a child.
So this is 19. You got two more.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm sorry. I thought it would be easier.
I have no idea. does he have a beard?
No.
No.
Last one.
Last one. No shirt.
No shirt.
Kind of has pants.
Kind of has pants.
Not a boy. He doesn't use a sword? Fuck, guys, I have no idea. Does he... fuck. Does he live in the desert?
Originally.
No, it's not the desert.
I have no idea.
It's a tough. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it would be that hard.
I have no idea. Is it hard?
It is now. I mean, I didn't think it was that bad, but maybe it is.
I have no clue. I guess
because there are a couple questions you could ask that could have narrowed it down pretty.
Really?
Good. There are. Yeah.
At first, I thought you were going like a punch out route.
You're kind of on the right track.
How many questions you have?
I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Trying to guess.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the right track with punch out. Kind of. Is he from like a beat 'em up game?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's not from a beat-em-up game?
He's from a fighting game. I'll give you that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is it like, I don't know, is he from Street Fighter?
He is from Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. This is like 35 questions.
I know, but I want you
to get it, because I feel bad. Unlike Ryan, who fucked me with Ronald McDonald.
That's
I'm
a good
never
one,
taking
Ronald
shit
McDonald.
From you. No, don't even say anything about
it's
Ronald.
It's a man.
I don't want to hear it.
You didn't say You know,
no.
There was other questions.
No, you're to bullshit.
So he's wear face paint. You didn't ask that one.
Is it like M. Bison has clothes, and I can't think. Ken's got clothes. Ryu's got clothes. I don't know. Oh, I would have never gotten that.
Oh, no.
Dhalsim, I would have never gotten that.
Dhalsim from Street Fighter 2.
Yeah. Didn't get it. Rory,
and you got it.
You got it, yeah, because you had one that was guessable.
Mine was.
No, it wasn't.
No, mine was guessable.
Yeah, yours was.
The one
Earl.
I had. The one I gave you.
The one you gave
Ronald
me wasn't
McDonald.
Guessable.
That was guessable.
Admit it wasn't guessable in 20 questions.
Ronald McDonald is not really guessable.
He's such a dick.
How do you think that's guessable?
Because he's not really he's not a video game character. He's an everything character. That's dog shit. Nah.
Well, I had Earl. He's in other stuff. Is he?
Earl's in Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh, that's pretty much
exclusively.
It.
Exclusively.
It's a video game character. He's also an exclusive video game character, and he makes a guest appearance in Ready, Aim, Tomatoes for the Menacer.
Oh, right. There you go.
All right, well, let's get on to the game review. This is Wild Guns for the Super Nintendo from 1994. It's a shooting gallery type game.
Yeah. Natsume.
Mm-hmm.
Serious fun.
Except it's too fucking hard. These bosses are fucking brutal, man. They're brutal.
It's definitely
I gave up really fast.
It's definitely a short game, but it's also a high difficulty short game.
It's a shame because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
What you do get to play is really fun, but you just don't get to play any of the game unless you cheat. It's a shame. The first boss is beatable, but then when you get on to the next part where you can select stages, the bosses are just bullet sponges and there's too much shit coming at you. You don't even get a chance to shoot. All you're doing is diving and shooting.
I had a tough time figuring out, like, at the beginning, like, you shoot and then you have a lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, someone explain that. What is the mechanic here?
It freezes. It freezes people if you hit them with it.
I know, but it seemed
how do you even do it?
Well, no, it seemed like I would be hitting, like, A, shooting, and all of a sudden a lasso would come out. And it's like, well, wait, how did that fucking happen? Ryan. And then you're right, yeah, you would throw the lasso, you'd freeze, and was I doing something wrong? Does it just appear? Do you have to hit it a certain amount of times?
Rory?
Anybody? Anybody?
I don't use the lasso. I try to duck, or I try to shoot all the bullets. You actually want to shoot the bullets from the enemies, because you can fill up that bar that leads to this super, like,
which
overpowered
gun. Which takes too
gun.
Long to get.
It's a very rare thing to get.
It takes too long
to power it up. But that Vulcan cannon gun, or whatever it's called, that thing is brutal because you're invincible. You're just mowing fucking people down. Yeah. Though I seem to only get it when there's almost nobody on the screen.
Yeah, it does feel that way, doesn't it?
It's definitely, like, not time well, like, when I need it to show up. The game is great. It's very similar to another show that we've done, the NOM 1975 for the Neo Geo. It's another... a fixed third person shooter, same as Cabal or NOM again, and it's a lot of fun. I like these games a lot. The gallery style shooters.
It's very arcadey.
You don't have to think.
It's definitely very arcadey.
Yeah, it's a victim of the technology at the time, because if you had two, the whole time I'm playing this, all I can think of is this game would be so much better with two analog sticks. If I could aim with the one and scroll with the other, oh my God, that would change everything for this game. But I mean, they just didn't have that then. If you want to move, you have
it's
to
an
move.
Interesting
you
thought. I never shoot. Thought of it like that.
You can't shoot while you're moving. I'd love to see like an indie game that was done like this. It would be so much more playable.
Do you know that they brought it back? They have Wild Guns Remastered.
Reloaded.
I saw that.
Right.
Where they add two extra characters. And I believe it's four players simultaneous.
Was this exclusive to SNES?
This is exclusive to the Super Nintendo.
Okay. Yeah, it is very arcade. At first, when I was playing, I thought maybe this was a
there are very few
port
there are very
something.
Few cowboy games, especially in the pre-Red Dead era, and this is one of them. And I think I think it does a phenomenal job. This is a snack game. This is in between games that are more of a commitment. This is again, this is like an arcade game on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I have nothing really bad to say other than you really do need to cheat. Like, it's a tough game. I've only ever cheated.
It kind of ruins it. You know what I mean? It's
when you cheat.
Fun because it's challenging enough until you get to those bosses. And it's like, it's not even like playable, you know?
Yeah.
But it has a lot of interesting things going for it. Like, for instance, the countdown timer isn't like time until like you're, you know, you lose. Mm-hmm. The countdown timer is the time till the boss comes. So it's kind of like a survival thing.
You more or less have to survive. They never stop coming.
Right. They keep coming until it doesn't matter how fast you kill them. You know, you don't see that very often. I thought that was kind of a cool, you know.
Was this game available for the Super Scope? Could you use the Super Scope on this thing?
I don't believe so.
Oh, you couldn't?
No.
That kind of sucks.
Super Scope is stupid.
Well, it is bad, but I had the Sega Menacer. They were awful.
Well, that's a different platform.
Yeah, I know, but it's
I
the same,
make sure you
same,
know.
It's the same principle.
No, I understand. I don't like the light gun games, period.
Yeah.
I would prefer with the controller. I think the setting for this is interesting because it's cowboys versus robots for some reason.
Yeah.
Robots exist in this version of the Old West.
Yeah.
Man, it's pretty wild. Are they alien robots?
I'm not sure I got that deep into it. I mean,
check the lore here.
Check the lore here.
It's a great looking game. It's colorful.
Oh yeah,
you know,
and this I've confirmed. There's no Titanite, so I'm sorry. Yeah, you can. There's no upgrading.
Damn.
Well, at least I don't have Pharaoh's Lockstones. Fuck that mechanic. That's ridiculous. There's not enough of that shit in the game, assholes. That's why. Another thing. Fucking Fragrant Branches of Yore. Kiss my ass.
Focus now. Focus.
Right. Come back to the game in hand. Forget about Dark Souls for 5 seconds.
He's like, all right, let me do this.
Cool down. All right, cool down. All right, we're back. We got stamina. Here we go.
Jesus Christ.
You like that? I rolled that back in there.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. Here's another thing about this game that I personally like is that it has the stage select.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something that's nice because if you're getting your ass handed to on a level, you can play another one.
Right.
That's a neat feature. Like, we know obviously the Mega Mans do that, but this game isn't Mega Man.
No.
This is a shooting game.
Arcade shooting gallery.
So like, at least if you rented this game, again, I've never seen this game ever in the wild, the video store when we were children.
No.
Not that I remember.
I've never seen this game. I actually heard about it from a happy video game nerd. He changed his name to Stop Skeletons from Fighting, which is a great fucking name. It's nuts. But that's how I've heard about the game.
We played emulators. That was the first time I ever. Yeah.
Well, I knew to play it because he mentioned it. And it's a pretty fun game. And again, if you were a child and you sucked at the game or you're having a real hard time, you at least could have played 85% of that game.
Right.
Very expensive game.
How much?
We got $245, $232,
$275.
This is a reproduction This is 26, 250. Yeah.
Wow.
Over $200.
Damn.
Why? Was it rare?
Apparently. Yeah, like we were saying, we never saw it.
I've never even seen it.
I mean, generally, Super Nintendo games are higher, but like if you're looking for like a normal one, it's usually 40, 50 bucks. You know, anything over $100, $150 is, I would say, is pretty rare.
Okay.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
$300, $245.
That's pretty high. Mm-hmm. And that was $245 for card only. The $275, $300 ones was with the box.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a cult following type of game.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
kind of like,
it's kind of rare.
Kind of like a cult classic.
Well, Natsume, they actually make a lot of great games for the Super Nintendo. They have a wrestling game. They made the Pocky and Rocky games, which are great isometric overhead shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Pocky and Rocky are great. Those are future shows. And I believe they also did the Ninja Warriors on Super Nintendo, another good game.
Mm-hmm. They did.
So I like Natsume. They make good stuff.
Took three guys 5 months to make this game.
Only three people.
Three guys, five. They had two guys helping them with some things. I guess they were like intern kind of things. But yeah, for the most part, three guys that worked on Dragon Warrior together. You said Dragon Warrior, right? That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Was it Dragon Warrior? I think it was.
I didn't say Dragon Warrior.
No, I did. I think it was Dragon Warrior. They worked together on that game. Hmm. Three of them.
Damn.
5 months.
Wow.
Banged it out.
Did it back then.
Yeah.
I guess so.
A few people guys in a room.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
Game has no DLC. I've confirmed that. None.
Damn it.
So I don't really have much to say beyond that. I mean, it's definitely a game that you should play.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spend $300. That's insane.
No.
Emulate the shit out of this bitch.
Emulate it. Yeah.
Put on the cheats. Experience the entire game. Practice, you know, or pantomime, you know, pretend you don't have the cheats on.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. When I play this game probably a couple times a year. And it makes me smile.
How many levels are in this game?
I believe there's 5 or 6.
Okay. It's quick.
Oh, you can beat the game, assuming, you know, if you had cheats on, I mean, you could fly through the game and, because it's on a timer, the levels all take the same amount of time.
It's fun with two people playing.
You could probably beat the game in 35 minutes.
Yeah. It seems like one of those games where it's better with another person.
Yeah.
I had such a fucking difficult time.
Yeah. It's not real playable.
I mean, yeah, like the,
cause they're all coming at you.
But at the very beginning, you really, like, they don't hold your hand at all. Like, everything's coming at you. And I understand you can, like, select your level if you're getting your ass handed to you on the whatever level you picked. But fuck, man.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like?
Four hits and you're dead. And the bosses are just insane.
You know what I don't like about the game are the people that come to the foreground with the knives.
Yes. I don't need that.
That's always annoying in these type of games.
That's obnoxious.
That is obnoxious.
Because the button combination to actually swing your gun butt at them because you can't shoot them.
Right. You have to time it.
Even though they're in front of the barrel. I don't understand that.
That goes back to your point, Eric, with the analog sticks.
Yes.
Because if you're in, normally you have your target up. You know, up
right,
screen.
Shooting some guy in a window.
And then all of a sudden it's, oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Breaking news, we have an injury.
Holy shit, Mike beat me up with my own mic.
So you got your target up at the top there, and then this fucker with the knife comes over. You got to bring it down real quick and then deal with him, and it never fucking works.
No, it's annoying.
What would you guys play? If you had a choice, you're going to play this or Lethal Enforcers, what would you pick?
I've never played
same type of game.
Oh, Lethal Enforcers is another show.
I fucking love
Lethal Enforcers. Is such, I had that.
It's so fucking early '90s looking too.
It's so awesome,
dudes
with
the mustaches and the.
They all look like
Chevy
DJ
Caprice.
From KRP in Cincinnati. Right. It's fucking great.
The aviator sunglasses.
I fucking love that game.
Yeah, you never played it, Mike? Lethal Enforcers?
No, never.
In the English, were like the people that pop. It's another shooting gallery game, basically. Mm-hmm. This one is first person. That one is first person.
And digitized.
And it's digitized. So like the people stand up and like it has the English chant. So like the victims that you're not supposed to shoot, but you'll get demotions. They jump up and they go, "Help me! Help me!" Like it's so awesome.
You can't hurt me. Same console.
Super Nintendo and Genesis.
Yeah, arcade.
The second one, the sequel, it's called The Gunfighters. It's a cowboy theme.
Yeah. So you use live actors.
Really?
But it's very...
On the Genesis?
Yeah, and on Super Nintendo, too. But they're not what you think. I mean,
no,
they're live actors, but digitized. Yeah. So they have
animations.
Very choppy animations.
I thought there was some like fucking crazy technology going on back then.
Well, I mean, it was good.
It was
very advanced for the time.
It was super advanced. No, but I mean, like, you know how like you see the actors with the fucking all the balls on them, and they're like...
No, it's not.
No, this was like, let's say you're at the airport, right? So there's an actual photo of an airport, maybe a plane up at the terminal, and all the guys are popping up behind crates.
Gotcha.
And then you chase.
There's corridors.
Cars.
You actually walk corridors in it.
It's pretty bad. When you used to rent this from, we're talking about Lethal Enforcers. I'd rent it from West Coast. You would actually get a case with two guns, two light guns,
two magnums.
Yeah, and they would give that to you.
This is a light gun game?
You had to put, like a deposit down because it had like the two light guns. Mm-hmm.
They give you a gun case
you
with two guns.
You can
play the controller, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Lethal Enforcers. Yeah, we could do a show on that. Yeah, but the second one is, it's Western.
It's Western. It's called The Gunfighters.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Help me!
That's good, too.
Help me!
It always comes back to the Wild West right now.
So this game is basically Red Dead with aliens, with robots. Yeah, oh yeah, basically. Same thing. Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
The main character's name is Clint.
Clint.
It's like Clint Eastwood.
Clint.
Right. Clint, and I believe Emma is the girl character, but, you know, we're going to be Clint.
Seem like they kind of do the same thing.
I believe they're identical. It's a different sprite. Yeah. Make it a little less hectic. And again, The Reloaded has two extra characters. I believe one is a dog with a gun.
Hmm. Sure. Interesting.
And I think it's on its back. And then there's like a chubby lady with dynamite.
Did you guys talk about the special weapon, which is kind of nice?
No, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, the Vulcan gun. While you were in the bathroom, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We held takes forever to get. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. The
giant dynamite thing.
Oh.
Where
you can have up to five of them.
Clearing dynamite to wipe everything out.
Oh, yeah. You know, we didn't talk about that.
That's nice.
It is nice. it's a nice feature.
Thank you. Good night.
Nice feature.
I don't know.
You ever think of like the Chris Farley thing where he like talks to celebrities like back on Saturday Night? It's like, it's like real awkward. It's like,
remember when you were in the Beatles?
Remember?
That was great.
That was great.
Paul McCartney's like, yeah, I remember. He's like,
you remember?
That was awesome.
You do the screen clearing dynamite. That's fun.
That was good.
That was fun. It's not like, you know, pepper, but it's pretty good.
They don't have any light gun games anymore, do they? Well,
nah,
they can't.
They don't work.
No,
they don't work on TVs. They have to make one that does.
True. But I don't know. It adds a nice element. The Lethal Enforcers was fun.
When it's effective.
With the gun. Stop talking about another game during this game. Yeah. All right.
That game's better than this game. That's why he's talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
You don't think so?
But yeah, this game's too hard. There's
different
inches. You can play that game.
They're different inches.
You can play that game for more than 15 minutes.
This game is different than like the virtual cops and, you know, any of those light games. They're both cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what would you say, Ryan? Give me a number.
Out of 10, if I was going to rate that on a shooting gallery.
No, as
scale?
As a game that's enjoyable.
No, as a sandwich. As a fucking video game. What do you think?
I'd go. If I was going to compare
Italian
this.
Not compared to other shooting gallery games, just as a whole. Enjoyment level.
Yeah, I would say it's like a 5, right down the middle.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a failing grade.
Sit down, turn your brain off.
I give it a 5. Right. I really wanted to like it.
And 5 or 6.
I did in the beginning. I did like it, but it just became unplayable way too fast.
I mean, if I'm going to compare it to certain things like Streets of Rage 2,
yeah, right.
I'd have to knock it down to like a 5.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. That's how you rate games.
Right. It's got good music and everything.
Right. You compare it to the
best. It's energetic.
It's got great music.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It looks great. It's got great sprites. It's colorful. And I really wanted to like it, but it's just not playable. 5.
All right. Rory.
Well, I think it's a solid 7.
Okay.
It has flaws. It's definitely too difficult. The game needs a difficulty slider. Mm-hmm. It really is tough. Like, it's short and brutal.
Yeah, because I want to play it with it. Right. I want to play it without cheats, but you can't.
I really like the game. Again, I play it a couple times a year. I enjoy the shit out of this game. I like the format of this style of game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a solid 7. It's not perfect. There are better games on the platform. But this kind of game, there aren't that many of them.
Yeah.
To actually legitimately compare it to, like Nom or Blood Brothers or Cabal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there aren't that many games I'm aware of that have this type of mechanic.
Blood Brothers. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Two analogs would make it so great.
Yeah. I feel like I have to abstain from rating this game, but only because I don't really care for these types of games. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
But it would be like if Eric was trying to, you know, rate a JRPG or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, these kind of games, I don't know, they don't really
don't grab you, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. So I'm going to just
abstain.
I'm sure it's great. Right. Just great.
Yeah. All right. That's Wild Guns.
Wild Guns it is.
So Roy, you're going to buy Red Dead this week, right? You gonna get on this?
Just gotta beat.
Are you gonna beat Dark Souls? How much longer do you have to go on that?
I have about 60% to do. I have to get. You're gonna make fun of me. I have to get. I'm not even gonna say it. I have to get 3 more Lord Souls and then the DLC. So,
are you gonna play all the DLC too?
Yeah, well, I have it.
Good for you.
Are you guys planning on putting in some hours for the Red Dead?
I'm gonna go
this
home
weekend?
And play it. Right
are
now.
You?
No, I'll probably fall asleep when I get home. All day tomorrow though.
Eagles are on a bye this week.
That's fucking right.
Hey, all weekend.
Yeah, there's no football.
Yeah, I mean,
there's football.
I'll watch other football.
Watch some football.
Yeah.
Check the fantasy stats. See how we're doing there.
Mm.
I just want to get back to like Blackwater and all that stuff. Amarillo.
Yeah. I'm not rushing it. I don't want to rush it.
I'm not
really.
I'm not
you're
rushing.
All about. You're. All, I'm still. I want to see this world.
Yeah.
I'm Give doing the all the stranger stuff too. I'm eating all the strangers. Course, I'm course. Doing a lot of extra stuff. But yeah. I've sat down every time I played. I sit down for like 9 hours.
Oh yeah, you better have really.
I've done like eight, 9 hours.
I've pulled yes. a 4.5 yeah. hour. I pulled a 4.5 hour night one night, but I haven't done anything like.
Oh
that.
No.
I did 14.
14.
Did you 8 hours?
Yeah.
Day you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you take off?
Well, no, it'd be the Saturday. I'm sorry. No, I had to work Friday.
Okay.
No, I would love to have. Saturday. I got it Saturday. I played it for 14 hours.
Okay.
I'm not even a little ashamed.
No, man.
It's so easy to sit there for that long.
It's so all day. I just played it all day.
It's insane.
Till my eyes bled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's unbelievable.
There are still some things you need to get used to, you know, that are slightly different.
Yeah, the whole horse thing is complete. Yeah. There's so much added to the horse thing, you know.
For some reason, when I fired my game up, right when it started, right in the beginning, when you're up in, you know, the mountains or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First off, the snow. How good does the snow look and everything?
Oh, yeah.
You're walking
Beautiful.
Through the snow.
Yeah.
And the tracks.
The tracks.
That's what I'm saying.
It saved your tracks.
It does.
It's amazing.
It's wild.
It's incredible.
It's crazy.
I don't know why, when I started the game, my controller was set up for Southpaw. So when I started the game, it was my joysticks were the opposite, and I'm like, don't even tell me they fucked with this.
Yeah, right.
I'm
of
like,
all
I,
things.
I was having such a hard time controlling shit for the first 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what the fuck? Why did they have to do this?
Uh-huh.
And then I went in the menus. I'm like, so I'm going to change my controls. And then when I went in, it said Southpaw. I don't know why it was.
Hmm.
Maybe I hit it by accident when I went into the menu.
Hmm.
But yeah, but other than that, it handles just like, you know, the first one, you know.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
It's tight, man.
I love it.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
It's just nice that, like, it's what you wanted.
Yeah, yes.
It's everything I expected.
I'm not let down.
Yeah.
No, the only thing I'm let down by so far.
What's that?
I haven't seen horseshoes. But that doesn't mean it's not in the game.
Oh, you mean tossing
I just haven't
horseshoes.
Seen it yet. Yes.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
You know what? That's fucking fine.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like horseshoes.
Dude,
I didn't like horseshoes.
Dude, how about when your horse shits from the?
Oh, yeah.
Just as long as I don't have to shoot any crows.
It's ball
on top of
cold.
A silo.
Yeah, it's ball shrink.
I'm good.
Yeah.
No crows on the silo. Hardest mission ever.
It's so easy. Just keep tapping the trigger.
Fuck off.
I was feeding my horse like ginseng or oats. I'm like, there you go, buddy.
There you go. Get high,
and
buddy.
He's shitting. As I'm feeding him, he's the shit stuffing out of his ass.
Have you flipped a wagon yet?
No.
I was driving with like uncle and like the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like took like a sharp turn, went up on like an embankment and just flipped.
Is everybody like, what the
I've been going full speed and
everybody
hit a rock.
Dies. It kills you. Yeah. Everybody dies.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I was going full speed on my horse and I hit a rock. And I went flying 50 feet,
I've
and the horse
that.
Died. The horse, cool, we got.
Yeah.
I had to revive him with horse reviver.
I ran into a tree. Did the same. I felt so bad to the whole. I'm like, oh, buddy,
oh my god,
right?
Oh my god, yeah.
There was one. It's got a lot of neat nuances in the game where I had to go pay a bounty, and it was night, and I'm just like, fuck, and I just got done a mission, so I'm kind of running to the train station to pay the bounty off, and when I went through the door, I went through it like full force. Doors like swung the fuck open like really hard, and there was like three guys sitting in the train station, and all three of them like it like startled them, and the one guy goes, Jesus.
Sorry, partner.
Dude, the doors flung open so fucking fast, but it's neat that they created that atmosphere where the players react to shit like that, not
By
just
the way,
door opening, but how hard the door opens.
It seems like there's obviously a shitload of different voice actors or voice actors.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the problems I had with Skyrim was it seemed
Four
like they
people.
Used the same five actors
they
over
did.
And over again.
And it's because they did.
Okay. And you were almost like, well, you kind of have to when you have like a world that has like thousands of NPCs. You have to. But this game, it sounds like everybody's
different.
Fucking different.
Mm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could talk to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's just like, hey,
you
how you doing?
You can rob
like, I don't
everyone.
Feel good. Well, all right, well, have a nice day.
Well, fuck you too, mister.
I don't care. Thanks.
Yeah. I haven't gotten drunk or anything in a saloon.
Big
How about, we can't talk about the story, but that mission might have been one of the funny, Lemmy. That might have been one of the funniest missions
right,
I've ever played in my life.
All right, let's
drunk.
Yeah, I don't want
to
talk about it.
And there's no way neither of you.
Okay, yeah, we had
you
to.
Haven't
yeah, we had
played
to go through it.
I can't believe you don't remember.
Oh, Lemmy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In the bar.
In the bar.
Oh, my God.
Wait, the big fucking guy?
Where yeah,
you
I don't want to talk about
it. You have to beat the shit out of them. Let's not talk about it. Okay, haven't played it yet.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. One of the that was ridiculous.
It might be the funniest mission I ever played in a video game ever, because that's just what it's like when you're that fucking shit-faced.
It was. I thought the same thing.
It was unbelievably accurate. I've never seen anything
that
like that.
That same feeling of like you have no idea what's going on around you.
Unbelievable.
You're just kind
of
like...
We won't ruin it for anyone, but man, that was one of the funniest missions I ever played in the game. And the shit you run into in the wilderness.
The animals.
The random shit, the crazy killers.
Did you guys kill the bear, by the way?
I did.
You did? See, I didn't kill him.
I made a fucking hat out of him. It is the funniest fucking thing in the world. I made a legendary hat out of his legendary ass.
That's awesome.
It's fucking hysterical. It's just like the bear head sits.
I want to go back and try to get the bear.
You ought to.
What kind of guns you use?
I just used my repeater, and I repeated it into his face with the dead eye about a thousand fucking times. Let me show you the fucking hat. I have it on my phone.
I love they still have some of the guns, like the rolling block gun. I love that gun.
They got
that
everything.
Rifle.
They got the volcanic pistol, the pistol, the Schofield. Yeah. The Schofield's a good one.
I walk around with the two handguns. I like the two handguns.
Look at that bear hat.
Let me see that.
Look at that bear hat. Oh, how fucking awesome is that? How
you That's awesome.
It's fucking hysterical.
Oh, I gotta do
And you ride around on it and people make comments. I never seen a hat like that.
Do you always wear that?
No, I don't
always
wear
it. Because it gets hot.
Yeah, you can't.
Your calves are
That's another thing.
It'll kill you. If you go in a certain climate where it's warm, you gotta change your clothes.
Your health starts dropping. Yeah. And you gotta and you can't be fully shaved if you're in the complete cold.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing.
All right. It's a thing.
All right.
That's why they sell the hair growing tonic.
I had a big beard.
Why they have that.
Did they? Does it help with your face?
Yeah, the hair.
Oh,
the
I
miracle
buy that.
Hair,
I didn't know
the hair
that.
Tonic makes you
That's
grow
what that
faster.
Does?
Yes.
I got to try that.
All right, ladies, wrap it up. We're
all
done.
Right, all right.
I let my beard grow out, and then I shaved everything off. I just had a fucking mustache. Yeah, I look like fucking Burt Reynolds, but I couldn't put up with it for too long.
No.
Couldn't put up with just a mustache.
All right.
Guys, let's get the fuck out of here. Rory wants to go. His headphones are uncomfortable because he hasn't bought real headphones yet, and he took them off.
Cheap bastard.
They're hurting his little ears. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and go to our website, emulatethis.net. Till next time. We don't even have a show planned out for next time.
It's
we got
all
the conference
about Red
call
Dead,
this weekend.
The Red Dead podcast.
Yeah. We'll talk about that next time also. Yeah. All right, everybody. See ya.
Peace.
I have played Mario Kart with women.